Good morning, everyone.
早上好。
Good morning. A moment ago, our song leaders led us to sing a song, "Give Me Oil in My Name."
刚才我们的敬拜的领袖呢，带我们唱了《我的灯需要油》这首歌。
And I see that most of you enjoy singing this song.
我看到我们当中很多人都很享受唱这首歌。
Me too.
我也是。
I have been enjoying this gospel song since my childhood.
我从小的时候呢就很喜欢这一首福音的歌曲。
Particularly when we went to the children's Sunday school, we sang this song almost every Sunday.
我们去主日学的时候呢，基本上每个周日呢，我们都唱这首歌。
However, it is unknown who wrote this song.
其实呢，我们都不知道是谁写了这首歌。
But it's believed to have been inspired and based on Jesus' parable from Matthew chapter 25.
但是呢，大家都相信说这首歌呢是被马太福音的第二十五章从那里得到灵感写出来的。
Thanks to God that this gospel song is extensively popular among Christians and even non-Christians across the globe and throughout many decades.
感谢神，这首福音歌曲呢被广泛的喜爱，被我们基督徒甚至被一些不信主的人呢广泛的喜爱，这么多年在全世界都是如此。
My sermon today goes along with what we learned in last month when Pastor Tommy preached on the topic of the second coming of Christ.
我今天想要谈的呢，跟上个月Pastor Tommy 在这里想谈的，就是耶稣的再来是非常相关的。
According to the scripture reading we just heard, in fact, mine is very much the same as the last sermon in a lot of ways.
刚才我们读的经文，马太福音的二十五章。其实呢，我今天要讲的呢，跟这个非常非常的相近。
In this parable from Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is speaking about being ready for his return.
在这个马太福音的第二十五章呢，耶稣呢是讲到说，怎么样来预备他的再来。
If we look back at Matthew chapter 24, verse 44, Jesus says, "So you also must be ready.Because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect Him."
如果我们再朝前面一点点看，就是到了二十四章的第四十四节，耶稣这样讲：所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就要来了。
The point is that Jesus wants us to keep watch of His coming.
重点是耶稣呢想要我们。持续的关注，要警醒，因为他的再来。
But the parable of the ten virgins, there's something more.
但是呢，在这个十个童女的这个比喻里面呢，还有更丰富的内容。
So Jesus says, "So you also must be ready."
耶稣说，你们也要预备。
Well, what does it mean to be ready?
那怎么样才算预备呢？
That's exactly what I want to share with you today.
这个就是今天我要想跟大家分享的内容。
In last month, we talked about understanding the season of Jesus' return.
上一个月呢，我们谈到怎么样知道神再来的那个时节，那个时间的框架。
Today, I will talk about the next step.
我们今天呢是要谈下一个步骤。
That's not only understanding the season, but to make sure we are ready for Jesus' return.
我们不光要知道耶稣是在什么样一个时间段里面要来，我们更要知道我们要怎么样为此做准备。
So now let's go back to the question: What is the oil in the lamps?
那我们回到原来的，回到这问题，就是说，什么是我们灯里面的油？它代表什么
？After all, Jesus never says anything about it.
耶稣呢并没有讲关于这方面的内容。
In that parable, Jesus didn't explain anything about the oil. What does it mean by this oil?
在比喻里面呢，耶稣没有解释这个油代表的是什么。
And also those ten virgins, who they are?
他也没有解释那十个童女他们是谁。
Well, before we go into that, let's look at a couple of other things.
当我们来谈那个之前呢，我们再看看其他的几样事情。
First, you will notice these 10 virgins were waiting and expecting the bridegroom to come.
首先呢，你知道这十个童女呢，他们是在等待，在期盼着这个新郎的到来。
The 10 carried their lamps to light the way for the bridegroom if he arrived for the wedding banquet after dark.
他们呢带着他们灯，就是呢，万一新郎来的晚了呢，他要为他照路。
And we know that the bridegroom represents Christ at his coming.
我们知道呢，新郎呢就是代表我们主耶稣第二次再来。
Let's go back to the last slide, please. The last one, yeah. The previous one, yeah. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 7, it says, Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come.
在启示录的第十九章的第七节，这样讲，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羊羔婚期的时候到了。
Jesus is Lamb of God.
耶稣就是神的羔羊。
He's talking about the joy of Jesus' return in the end time.
在这里呢，就谈到耶稣来的时候，我们是何等的欢喜快乐。
But in this parable, Jesus calls half or 50% of the young women in the village foolish.
但是呢，在这个比喻里面呢，耶稣呢叫他们这十个童女当中的一半，五个童女呢是愚拙的。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's because they brought lamps with them, but not oil for their lamps.
但是呢，那是因为他们拿了灯，但是他们没有为灯准备油。
Back then, at that time, the wick for the lamp was in oil, which filled the wick and kept it burning.
在那个时候呢，灯芯呢就是泡在油里面，然后呢，那个油呢就为这个灯芯呢提供燃料，让灯芯一直在燃烧。
And I remembered when I was a kid, we had an oil lamp like that in our house.
我记得呢，当我还是小孩子的时候呢，我们家里面呢也有这个油灯。
Whenever there was a storm of typhoon approaching and attacking the region where we lived, an electricity outage might happen.
就是当那个风暴或者是台风来的时候，那个供电系统对被阻断的时候呢，我们就要用我们这个油灯。
Then immediately we lit the oil lamp.
我们把油灯点亮。
And while in the darkness, we got the light we most need.
那在黑暗里面呢，我们就有了这个我们很需要的这个光亮。
But today we may not need that.
但是呢，今天呢，我们并不用油灯了。
Because everyone carries flashlight.
因为呢，我们都有了手电。
A flashlight is more convenient, right?
那手电呢就更方便了。
It would be like us today carrying a flashlight without putting batteries in it first.
这就好像我们今天带了手电，但是我们手电里面没有放电池。
Or bring a cell phone with a dead battery.
或者是我们带了手机，但是呢手机没有充电。
I am sure that it's not very smart, right?
当然这个是很傻的。
But the implication here is that these young women didn't forget. They just thought that it wasn't important or they did not care about it.
在这里呢，这几个童女呢，她们并不是忘了，而是她们觉得这个不重要，或者是没有立刻不大在意，没有立刻去做。
So you could imagine someone unprepared and said, let me borrow some of your batteries so that I can put them in my flashlight.
你就可以想象了，这就像有人来问你说，哎，请你借你的电池给我，这样呢，我可以把电池里面我的手电里面放上电池。
Or let me borrow your charger so that I can charge my cell phone.
或者是有人跟你讲说，借你的充电器给我用一下，我可以充下我的电。
But the others who were prepared may say, "Sorry, I don't have extra batteries."
但是呢，那些有电池、有手电池、有充电器的人，可能跟你讲说：“对不起，我没有多余的电池。”
Or sorry, there's no place to plug in a charger here.
或者呢，是这里没有插座，你可以去用这个充电器。
You should have got it charged before you left.
你早就应该充好电来的。
So having such expectation was not enough.
所以呢，光光是等待是还不够的。
The wise women show their wisdom by taking extra oil for their lamps in case the bridegroom was delayed.
那几个聪明的童女为什么聪明呢？因为他们拿了额外的油，以便呢，万一新郎来迟，他们也照样还有油。
But the foolish women neglect to do so.
但是呢，那五个愚拙的呢，他们就没有这样做。
However, it doesn't represent the division between good and bad.
当然了，这里并不是说这个分别，并不是说良善和邪恶的分别，好和坏的分别。
Because even Jesus never mentioned about good and bad in this parable.
在这个比喻里面，耶稣并没有讲好和坏的分别。
But as Jesus said, it's between the wise and the foolish.
他所强调的分别呢，是聪明的和愚拙的之间的分别。
Secondly, I want to point out that all these young women fell asleep because their wait was.So long.
第二点呢，我想指出来的就是说，这十个童女呢，她们都睡着了，因为她们等待的时间实在是太长了。
So it indicates that Jesus' return would be a long time.
这也表明耶稣再来之前呢，我们需要等很久的时间。
Even the wise women slept.
即使那十五个聪明的童女，她们也睡着了。
And there were no words of blaming or complaining from the bridegroom.
但是呢，新郎呢并没有责怪他们睡着这件事情。
So it seems to us that it's okay to continue doing normal activities and living a routine life.
所以呢，在我们等待主耶稣再来的时候呢，我们是可以过一个常规的一个生活。
In other words, our readiness isn't about stopping our daily life.
也就是说呢，我们预备好主的再来，并不是说我们停止过一个常规的正常的一个生活。
Our readiness and preparedness doesn't mean that we have to stop planning for our near and distant futures.
为主再来做好准备，并不是说我们不为近期或远期的事情做一个计划规划。
However, it's somewhat about how we prepared our lamps.
当我们说预备好的时候，我们其实指的更多的是说我们如何预备的。
How are we preparing ourselves?
我们怎么样预备我们自己？
The bridegroom took his own time, and the young women all fell asleep.
当这个新郎迟迟没有来的时候，这些童女都睡着了。
And suddenly a cry went up that the bridegroom was coming.
突然呢，有人就喊叫说新郎来了。
The wise women got up and made the lamps ready.
那五个聪明的童女呢，就起身来收拾灯。
The others realized they were out of oil and asked to borrow some.
剩余的那五个童女呢，就发现说他们的灯里面没有油，所以呢，他们就到处借油。
No, said the wise, there may be not enough for both you and us.
聪明的童女呢，就回答他们说，不不不，恐怕不够你我用的。
Go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.
不如你们自己去到卖油的那儿去买吧。
While they were gone, the bridegroom arrived.
当他们去买油的时候，新郎就来了。
And the five who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet.
那五个准备好了的童女呢，就和新郎呢一起进去坐席。
The door was shut.
门就关了。
No more access to the banquet.
就再进不来了。
In the delay, the foolish maiden ran out for oil.
他们呢跑出去呢去买油。
They didn't prepare for the long haul.
他们没有准备长期的等待。
There was something about this event that waiting and being present was not enough.
在这件事情呢，就告诉我们说，光是在那里等待，或者是在那里在场来等待呢，还不够。
They need to have the lamps lit, or else the bridegroom might dismiss them.
他们呢需要把他们的油灯点亮，否则呢，这个新郎呢就不认他们。
They knew that. They understood that.
他们知道的，他们明白的。
So they rushed to get some more oil.
所以呢，他们才跑去买油。
Unfortunately, the bridegroom came and did not wait for them.
但是很不幸的呢，新郎来了，并没有等他们。
So they missed the chance to meet the bridegroom's coming.
所以呢，他们就错失了他们来迎接这个新郎的这个机会。
The chance for grace is finished.
这个机会呢，就过去了。
We realized that these young women didn't want to give up, and they kept knocking at the door.
我们看到呢，这五个童女呢，她们并不想放弃，所以呢，她们就一直的在敲门。
And I imagine that these women scream aloud and banging on the door.
我们可以想象这些童女呢，她们就大声的叫，然后呢就敲门。
And they begged that the door could open for them.
他们祈求呢门打开给他们。
Because they still want to get in.
因为他们想进去。
However, the Lord said.
然而呢，主说。
I do not know you.
我不认识你们。
The Lord said, I do not know you.
主说，我不认识你们。
And Jesus concluded.
那耶稣呢总结说。
In the light of this story, you keep watch because you don't know the day or hour of my return.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰，你们不知道。
Now, two questions.
所以呢，这里就有两个问题了。
First, who are the foolish in today's terms?
第一个问题呢，就是说，谁是那些愚昧的、愚拙的童女呢？
Who are the foolish in today's terms?
谁是那愚拙的童女呢？
The foolish virgins can be compared to people who know about Jesus.
那愚拙的童女可以代表这样一些人，他们听说过耶稣。
Who may go to church, but they are not serious in their relationship with the Lord.
他们也去教会，但是呢，他们对和主建立一个亲密的关系呢，并不那么在意。
They may be religious people, but they prefer to have control of their own life and haven't accepted Jesus as their personal savior.
他们是一些宗教人士，但是呢，他们拒绝耶稣来掌管他们的人生。
They are not filled by the Holy Spirit, and there are no fruit in their life that show that they are Christians.
他们没有被圣灵充满，他们的生命呢也没有结出来果子，表明他们是耶稣的跟随者。
And they will not be ready when Jesus comes again.
当耶稣再来的时候呢，他们也不会准备好。
And they will hear the Lord said, "I don't even know who you are."
他们就会听到主对他们说，我不认识你们。
Many people think that they know Jesus, but all they know is that he's some kind of historical or religious figure.
有些人呢认为他们认识耶稣，但是其实他们知道的呢是耶稣是一个历史上的一个宗教人士。
They may only know that Jesus fed the poor and was kind to everyone.
他们知道的可能只是耶稣，喂饱穷的人，对每个人呢都很仁慈。
And some people may view Jesus as a political figure.
有一些人呢，可能把耶稣呢看成是一个政治性的人物。
A survey which was based on interviews in 2020 indicates that 52% of Americans say they believe Jesus was a good teacher, but he was not God.
在2020年进行的一次调查里面呢，发现说有52%的美国人认为耶稣是一个好的教师，但是他不是神。
In other words, they believe that Jesus is good, but he's not God.
他们知道耶稣是良善的，但是他们不认他是神。
Meanwhile, 65% of evangelicals believe Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God.
同时呢，有65%的福音派人士相信呢，耶稣是第一个也是最伟大的一个神的创造者，创造物。
These are all wrong.
当然，这些都是错误的。
Obviously, this saying conflict with the Bible.
这些都显然是和圣经所教导是矛盾的。
So having knowledge or believe in Jesus is not the key.
所以呢，光对耶稣有一些粗浅的认识还不行。
Waiting for Jesus' return is also not the key.
光是等待耶稣再回来呢，也还不行。
And some even assume that if you know Jesus, Jesus knows you.
甚至有些人认为呢，如果你听说过耶稣呢，耶稣就认识你。
But let me tell you, it's something important about this oil.
让我告诉你，重要的是这个油。
And we need to make sure that we are prepared, to have this oil when Jesus returns.
当我们很重要的是，当耶稣再来的时候，最重要的是我们要为我们的油灯要预备油。
Because when Jesus returns, will pass us by if we are late in having this oil.
如果你当时没有这个油的话，耶稣就从你身边就走过去。
And too bad that such lateness is too late.
那你当时没有这个油，后来拿到这个油呢？可惜的是，这个就太糟糕了，已经太晚了。
And for this very reason, we need to be well prepared because we don't know when Jesus returning.
正是因为这个原因呢，我们需要好好的准备，因为我们不知道他什么时候再来。
Question number two.
第二个问题是
，Who are the wise in today's terms?
用今天的话来说，谁是聪明的
？Who are the wise in today's terms?
谁是那聪明的童女
？Meanwhile, the wise virgins can be compared to people who live for the Lord Jesus.
那五个聪明的童女代表着这样一些人，他们为主而活。
And they're the people who spend time in prayer and doing Bible study.
他们花时间祷告，花时间来研读圣经。
Not just skimming through the Bible, but have to do an in-depth study of God's Word.
他们不是随便翻翻圣经，而是很认真的、很仔细的去研读。
And they're the people who are obedient and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in their lives.
这些人呢，他们很顺服，他们听从圣灵在他们生命当中的带领。
And importantly, that they add drops of oil to the lamps every day.
更重要的呢，是他们每一天都在他们的油灯里面呢注上新的油。
So they are the people who are ready when Jesus comes.
所以当主耶稣再回来的时候呢，这些人呢是准备好了的。
And these people will have the access to the banquet and joining eternity with Jesus. That is to be in heaven with Jesus.
他们就可以和进到和主一起的坐席里面去。
Oil.
油。
Oil in the Old Testament is frequently used as a symbol of Holy Spirit.
油在旧约圣经里面常常的被用到是来象征圣灵。
In the old days, kings and priests were anointed with oil as a sign of their consecrated and spirit-filled lives.
在那个时候呢，王和祭司被油来膏抹，是作为一个记号，就是表示他们的生命是被奉献出来的，是被圣灵充满的。
And we remember Zechariah, the prophet in the Old Testament.
你知道在旧约里面的呢，撒加利亚这个先知。
Zechariah was told, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit," says the Lord Almighty.
撒加利亚先知呢，神告诉他说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，万军之耶和华这样说。
And even in the New Testament, Apostle Paul said that be filled by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 5:18.
在新约里面呢，也有这样的经句，就是在以弗所书的第五章的第十八节，说乃要被圣灵充满。
That be filled is a present tense and continuous word.
那个充满这个字呢，是现在时态，是一个表示持续性的动作的。
So it's not a one-off matter.
并不是说一次性的
It's a continued matter.
它是一个持续性的动作
It means that we have to be filled daily and continually.
也就是说呢，我们要被圣，每天都要被圣灵充满，而且要持续的被圣灵充满。
The oil symbolized the Spirit of God by which the light of Christian testimony could be maintained even in the hour of darkness.
这个油呢，象征着圣灵的圣灵。靠着它呢，我们基督徒才可以在最黑暗的时间里面呢，也可以发出光来。
So by the Spirit of God, we fear not.
Sorry.
We have no fear if we depend on the Holy Spirit.
当我们有圣灵充满的时候呢，我们就没有恐惧。
Now, what shall we do?
那我们应该怎么做呢
？What shall we do?
我们做什么呢
？Let's remember the word from King David.
我们来看看。大卫是怎么样说的
？David said, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." Psalm 92:10.
大卫在诗篇九十二篇第十节里面说：“我是被馨油膏了的。”
It's interesting to know that according to the Chinese translation, it's slightly different from the English one.
你看到没有？就是中文的翻译呢，有一点点跟英文不太一样。
In the Chinese translation, it said, "I shall be anointed with new oil."
中文的意思呢是被那个新的油来充满。
That's not old oil, but it's new oil.
是说的不是旧的油，是新的油。
So fresh. This is the meaning.
英文呢是说新鲜的油。
The freshness of the oil is so important to us.
新鲜的油是非常重要的。
Because yesterday's oil is quickly contaminated by the dirt of the journey.
昨天的油，旧的油呢，很快就是被这个旅途上的尘土所污染。
Likewise, we must go to God daily and ask Him to fill and empower us with His Spirit.
同样的，我们每一天都需要来到神的面前，来求他，来重新来充满我们，来给我们加力量。
Also, you may remember the woman in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31.
你也许还记得箴言三十一章里面所说的那个才德的妇人。
And this woman was highly praised and remarked by the Bible.
在这个圣经里面呢，这个才德的妇人呢是所得到的评价呢是非常的高的。
Yeah, let's turn to the next slide, please.According to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 18, it says, Her lamp did not go out at night.
在箴言的第三十一章的第十八节呢，是说她的灯终夜不灭。
In other words, the light keep on burning and shining.
她的灯呢，一直都在那点燃着。
Be filled by the Holy Spirit continually.
被圣灵持续的充满。
My dear friends, believing in Jesus isn't enough.
亲爱的朋友们，相信耶稣基督还不够。
Even going to church isn't enough.
去教堂也还不够。
Our lamps must be filled and keep on adding oil to it.
我们的油灯一定要是充满的，而且呢，不停的充满的。
Because it is anytime the Lord is coming to us.
因为我们的主随时都可能再来。
We must be ready.
我们必须要准备好。
We must add oil in our lamps.
我们必须要在我们的灯里面加满油。
We don't know the day and the hour of the Lord's return.
我们不知道主哪一天再来，他来的时辰和日期。
At the same time, we don't even know the day or the hour of our passing.
其实我们都甚至不知道我们哪一天就离开这个世界。
When Jesus comes to us, we need to have oil in our lamps.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们需要有油在我们的灯里面。
We need to be ready.
我们需要准备好。
The door is shut to the unbeliever who never want to get in.
门就对那些不相信的人呢关了，他们也不想进来，门就对他们关了的。
But the door, the same door, is also shut to the foolish people who try to live on their own without the oil of Holy Spirit.
门也同样向那些愿意按他们自己的意愿而活、没有圣灵的油的人关闭。
Like the bridegroom in the parable, Christ may be delayed his coming longer than people expect.
就像这个比喻当中的那个新郎。这个主耶稣来可能也像他一样的不像人们所想的那么早的来到。
We as his followers must be prepared for such a delay.
所以我们这些他的跟随者呢，我们也要做好准备，要做一个长久的一个等待。
That's the reason why discipleship in our Christian life is too important to be neglected.
所以呢，在我们基督徒的人生当中，做耶稣的门徒是非常非常重要的。
This parable reminds us that we cannot rely on the spiritual preparedness of other people, but must each take responsibility for our own readiness.
在这个比喻里面呢，也提醒我们说，我们不能靠别人准备好了，我们去沾光，我们必须要自己准备好。
So what does our Lord mean by watching?
当主耶稣告诉我们说要警醒，他是什么意思呢？
It means to know his word.
意思是我们要认识他的话，明白他的话语。
That's the first step.
这是第一步。
The knowledge of the word must go deeper than the surface.
我们对神的话语的认识呢，不能仅仅停留在表面，而是要更深入。
So I encourage you to do Bible study at home.
我鼓励大家在家里面做查经的动作。
Not only that, I encourage you to come to the church and participate in Bible study group and fellowship group.
我也同样的鼓励大家就来到教会里面，我们一起的来查考圣经。
It must be an obedience of our heart.And have a complete surrender of our mind to our Lord Jesus.
我们必须要有一个顺服的心，我们愿意完完全全的把自己对自己的意志的掌控呢，全部都交给神。
This will result in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who will hold you steadily and securely in the hour of crisis.
我们这样做的时候呢，圣灵就内住在我们里面，在危机来临的时候后呢，我们就可以坚定的、安稳的站立。
Conclusion，
结论就是
，I know that some of us are running a little low on oil these days。
我知道呢，我们当中的有一些人呢，这些日子呢，灯里面的油呢比较少。
Our lamps aren't shining quite as bright as they were before the outspreading。Of pandemic begun.
我们的灯呢，没有像新冠病毒之前燃的那么亮。
And we suffer a lot during those pandemic years.
在这几年，新冠病毒这几年呢，我们都经历了很多的艰难。
We understand that we may not have the power to or influence to light up the whole wide world.
我们也许没有那个能力，那个影响力。可以去影响到整个的世界。
But what we can surely do is sharing the light of Christ among ourselves here.
但是呢，我们可以在我们当中呢，把那个神的光，分享出来。
And share the light of Jesus with people in our community.
在我们的社区里面呢，分享这个光。
Remember, the darker the world is, the more light that I need.
你要知道。这个世界越黑暗的话，就越需要光。
As we wait for the second coming of Christ, we are to be light bearer.
当我们等待耶稣再来的时候呢，我们要做那个光的载体，那个光明的使者。
We have to bear light in our daily walk.
在我们每天的生活里面呢，我们都要做光的使者，光明的使者。
We have to light up our family.
要
light up our family.
要我们的光要照亮我们的家庭。
But if you do not add drops of oil into your lamp, how can we play the role as a light bearer?
但是呢，你如果没有油在你的灯里面，你怎么来做一个光明的使者？
So we need the Holy Spirit to fill us and to empower us.
我们需要圣灵来充满我们，来给我们加添能力。
As light bearers, our presence in the world is to dispel the darkness.
我们做光明的使者，我们就要驱散这个世界的黑暗。
Are we adding oil to our lamp daily?
我们有没有每天的在我们的灯里面注油呢？
Are we adding oil to our lamp daily so that when Christ's return is here, we will be ready?
我们有没有每天在我们的灯里面注油，以至于主耶稣再来的时候，我们准备好了呢？
Thank you.